It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. Great pleasure to be with you. We've got a number of things to talk about with our next guest, Roger Stone, famed political consultant and strategist, and also the host of WABC Radio's The Roger Stone Show, which plays Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Roger, thank you for doing this. We appreciate it very much.
To be with you.
Roger, I got a bunch of things for you, but I want to start out with a wonderful story. George Santos versus Robert Menendez. Okay, this is a great story. So Santos expelled from the House yesterday, right? And he admitted fabricating much of his biography, and federal prosecutors have accused him of laundering campaign funds, defrauding donors. He had spa treatments that he scored against his congressional budget. Botox, Hermes, I don't know what else he bought. But it's very interesting. Democratic Senator John Fetterman, I think he was on The View, Roger. I'm not sure, but I think he said it on The View. Said, yeah, okay, Santos did kind of a bunch of bad small things. But he called Santos, he said, Menendez is the senator from Egypt. Menendez is the senator from Egypt, not New Jersey. He said, Santos did a bunch of small things, but we ought to get rid of Menendez too. Now, that's interesting coming from a guy like John Fetterman. But what do you make of this story? No conviction, didn't go to the courts, they got rid of Santos, and yet Menendez, the charges against him for spying and leaking information to Egypt, as well as a lot of corruption and monetary fraud. What do you make of this, Roger Stone? What's this all about?
You know, Larry, the legendary Adam Clayton Powell was expelled from Congress only after he was convicted of crimes. I think that should be the standard. Either you're going to expel both Senator Menendez and Santos, both of whom are charged, but neither of whom have been convicted of crimes, or you're not. But this is yet another example of the two-tier justice system where a prominent and powerful Democratic senator remains in power despite far more serious charges, as opposed to George Santos, who appears to have a bunch of stupid but illegal but more venial sins. And it's interesting now to see Santos dropping these truth bombs about some of his colleagues, filing a series of ethics complaints against them on his way out the door. I'm not particularly a fan of Soros, but there really should be one standard. And if Santos is convicted, he should be expelled. But he hasn't been convicted yet. Or if it's a new standard, then expel both of them.
Yeah, and probably several others, too. With ethics charges. I mean, I think it's a big problem. No conviction, and they threw him out. Now, they could have put him on ice. They could have suspended his committees and so forth. They could have even stopped him from voting. But the voters voted him in. If the voters want to vote him out next year, fine. But you're right, man. I mean, this is very selective kind of stuff. And what do you think of a guy like Fetterman saying this? I mean, I'm going to have to praise John Fetterman.
This is the second time he said something that made sense to me. He made a lot of sense on the Middle Eastern issues regarding the war in Israel, something he said about a week ago. But in the meantime, Eric Swalwell actually, you know, is seduced by and has sex with a red Chinese spy who in turn places a person in his office, which is significant because he's on the House Intelligence Committee and therefore he is entitled to access to nationally classified documents and information, but he pays no penalty whatsoever. He is not suspended under the Democrats. That's not surprising, but he has his committee assignments under the Republicans. He pays no penalty whatsoever. Actually, I think what he did is just as serious as what George Santos has done, probably more serious.
Yeah,
because he may have endangered national security.
With crime running rampant in New York, you need to keep yourself and your family safe. Obtaining your concealed carry firearm licenses can be difficult and time-consuming. That's where MyFirstPistol.com comes in. They'll help you secure your concealed carry license. If you're looking for a pistol, premise, rifle, or shotgun license, call 347-559-7052. 347-559-7052. You must have a valid firearm license issued by the NYPD to purchase, possess, or shoot a handgun or pistol in NYC.
And what about, you know, take this a step further in the Biden administration. You've got Iranian cutouts in key positions in the State Department and Defense Department. In fact, this guy, Robert Malley, who was negotiating a return to the Iranian nuclear deal, right? So he lost his national security classification, but nobody in the State Department will tell us why. And meanwhile, he placed one of his proteges, who was very much an Iranian cutout, very much in touch with the Iranian mullahs before she goes anyplace or says anything, and she still passed her security clearance in the Defense Department. She's the chief of staff of the assistant secretary for something or other, I think, I can't remember, clandestine operations, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, what do you think of that? Why aren't we looking at those kinds of things as well, since we seem to be sweeping the floor with George Santos?
This is the greatest single spy scandal in the American government since Alger Hiss. We actually have Iranian cutouts making policy in this administration. These are spies, nothing. First of all, the media doesn't cover it. You'll find it covered in alternative media. You'll hear about it here on WABC. I interviewed Kash Patel on my show about this. I interviewed Lee Smith on my show at WABC Radio, which is 4 to 6 on Sundays, about this. But you won't hear it on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, NBC, CBS. You won't read about it in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal. So once again, we're in an information war. This is a shocking scandal, but it gets no coverage. And more precisely, nobody in the Biden administration moves to clean this up. So we take out the head spy, but we leave all the people he hired and infiltrated the government with in place. It really makes very little sense.
Yeah, she was... she was the chief of staff of the assistant defense secretary for special ops, special operations. And that gives her privileged look at all these documents that will pass over her desk. These are secret, highly classified documents. And I don't know, the Bidens may not realize it or not, but we're at war with Iran. I don't think they realize that we're at war with Iran. Iran knows we're at war with the Bidens. Anyway, Roger Stone, let me ask you about carving up the Sean Hannity debate between Ron DeSantis representing the red state of Florida and Gavin Newsom representing the blue state of California. What'd you make of that?
Gavin Newsom is, without any question, one of the most talented, smoothest, agile con men I have ever seen in American politics. Because let's face it, he went in with the weaker hand, without any question. Still came across as more likable than Governor DeSantis. And he avoided answering virtually every direct question. But he clearly had a pre-planned response to every rough spot, whether it was tax rates or crime rates. I love Sean Hannity, but I do think he and DeSantis kind of teamed up here to bushwhack the governor of California. Ron DeSantis kind of sadly, just performance-wise, reminds me of Richard Nixon in the first presidential debate. He just comes across as tight, sweaty, nervous, a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow. I would say on substance, I would give the debate to DeSantis, but on style, I'd have to give the debate to Newsom.
Mr. Personality, Ron DeSantis. Well, Roger Stone, I know you're a supply-sider, so let me... A 13% marginal tax rate in California is still higher than zero in Florida, even though Gavin Newsom denied it. Don't you think 13 is higher than zero?
Well, and their sales tax in California is higher. So the way Florida gets its revenue, since it's not getting it from income tax, is getting
folks,
very
quick
to be with you.
Quick break, and then climate expert Bjorn Lomborg is going to come on and tell us why we're spending all this money for climate change, and it ain't worth it.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.